Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. My name is Bella Kidman, and today we're going to be discussing the next big thing. That's right, we're talking mid-caps, specifically those mid-caps which are about to creep their way up into the ASX 20. We'll also be talking about two ASX 20 stocks that may be on their way out. To talk to me about this today, I'm joined by Catherine Allfrey from Wavestone and Bruce Williams from Elston. Catherine, I'll start with you. First up, we've got ResMed. They're obviously specialising in the development of technology for sleep apnea. Buy, hold, or sell?
It's a buy for us. There's a couple of really strong catalysts coming up with that one. They've got this new CPAP machine, AirSense 11, that's coming out. This is their first launch in 6 years. And the last time they did a launch, the sales are up, 40, 50% for some time, for some quarters. And we also think that later in the year, in terms of the fourth quarter, there'll be a buyback coming. So it's a buy for us.
Bruce, can you sleep at night knowing this company could enter the ASX 20? Buy, hold, or sell?
Yeah, ResMed's an absolutely fantastic business. I agree with Catherine on all the points she's made. The one question I do have is that I don't understand some of their software as a service acquisitions and the growth rate attached to them for it. So it's a hold for us.
All right, next up is Xero, up around 60% in the last 12 months. Buy, hold, or sell?
Very strong business, sell for us based on valuation.
Catherine, you've been a big fan of Xero in the past. Does that still stand? Buy, hold, or sell?
Depends on your time frame, Bella. I'll go with a hold on this one at the moment, but I think there's plenty of runway for growth on this one. And it's one of those stocks that if there's ever a market correction, buy it.
High conviction. Next up, we've got Dexus, which is one of Australia's largest REITs. Investing in CBD office spaces, buy, hold, or sell?
It's a sell for us. Look, it's just had a recent bounce. It's up trading at about $11, but how good can things get for it? I mean, clearly the occupancy rate has come off during COVID, but at the same time, interest rates are an all-time low. Cap rates are like sub 5% on a $16 billion portfolio. There's not a lot of growth. You're talking like 3% growth. There's better other places to invest your money.
Dexus has really struggled. Everyone's working from home. Do we need a bit of property in the ASX 20 though? Buy, hold, or sell?
It's a sell for us. We think the work from home has been overstated. We think it will normalise to an extent. But as Catherine said, we don't see too many catalysts for it, particularly with the tailwind of low rates turning against it.
Okay, Bruce, you've got to pick one ASX 20 company that you think give it the boot. Which one is it going to be?
Unfortunately, I think it's going to be Brambles. It's a really good quality company for us. It's probably considered a little boring by a lot of participants in the market, not too many friends, but it's got inflation protection in there. It deals in consumer staples primarily. Fantastic business.
Catherine, which ASX 20 company is on its way out?
I think it's Coles. It's number 20 at the moment. It doesn't look good. It's at best a GDP business. It's comping the comp on a really high COVID sales result from last year. So unfortunately, there's some faster movers coming through. So Coles is out.
The ASX 20 well and truly has something for everyone, from healthcare to technology and back to resources. But if you close your eyes just for a moment, you might find that these mighty mid-caps have become their replacement. If you enjoyed this episode of Buy, Hold, Sell, make sure you subscribe to Livewire's YouTube channel for more.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.